AP News. I'm Ed Donahue in South Carolina today.
Judge Newman just denied bond for Alex Murdaugh based on the two charges.
These are the second set of charges since Murdaugh's wife and son were found dead in June. That case has not been solved. He is accused of stealing more than $3 million in insurance payments that were supposed to go to the sons of a housekeeper who died in a fall in the Murdaugh home 5 years ago. Murdaugh is also charged with insurance fraud after police say he tried to arrange his own death so his surviving son would get a $10 million insurance policy. A judge ruled North Carolina's flagship public university can continue to consider race in undergraduate admissions.
In Chapel Hill, North Carolina, U.S. District Judge Loretta Biggs ruled against a group who argued that considering race in admissions at the University of North Carolina put white and Asian students at a disadvantage. Students for Fair Admissions sued UNC in 2014, saying its admission practices violated the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution and federal civil rights law. They've pursued a similar lawsuit against Harvard University and are challenging an appellate denial in that case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Biggs wrote that UNC met its burden in demonstrating it has a compelling interest in achieving the educational benefits of diversity. I'm Jennifer King.
Federal regulators are expected to authorize the mixing and matching of coronavirus booster shots this week. Federal agents conducted law enforcement activity at a house in Washington owned by Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska, a close ally to Russian President Vladimir Putin. He was mentioned multiple times in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Haiti's Justice Ministry says a gang that kidnapped 17 members of a U.S.-based missionary group demanded a $17 million ransom for them. A wave of kidnappings in Haiti has prompted a protest strike that shuttered businesses, schools, and public transportation. This is AP News. Health regulators may soon allow the use of hearing aids without prescriptions.
The FDA has proposed new rules that would cut the red tape that currently requires hearing exams and a prescription for people with mild to moderate hearing loss. Under the plan, the devices would be ordered online or bought over the counter at pharmacies and other retail stores. The move follows years of pressure from medical experts and consumer advocates to make the devices cheaper and easier to get. The FDA will take public comments on its proposal for 90 days before finalizing the new rules. I'm Shelley Adler.
A man has died in Israel after falling from a hot air balloon mid-flight. Police say the man in his 20s was a crew member who had been dangling from the basket when he fell. The man plummeted before the pilot was able to land the hot air balloon. There are reports he fell onto a passing car on a highway below. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.